A reading from the book of the prophet Zechariah. Thus says the Lord, "Rejoice heartily, O daughter Zion. Shout for joy, O daughter Jerusalem. See, your king shall come to you. A just savior is he, meek and riding on an ass, on a colt, the foal of an ass. He shall banish the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The warrior's bow shall be banished, and he shall proclaim peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the rivers to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. Brothers and sisters, you are not in the flesh. On the contrary, you are in the Spirit, if only the Spirit of God dwells in you. Whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. If the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, the one who raised Christ from the dead will give life to your mortal bodies also through his Spirit that dwells in you. Consequently, brothers and sisters, we are not debtors to the flesh, to live according to the flesh. For if you live according to the flesh, you will die. But if by the Spirit you put to death the deeds of the body, you will live. The word of the Lord.
Brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus exclaimed, "I give praise to you, Father of heaven and earth, for although you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, you have revealed them to the little ones. Yes, Father, such has been your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wishes to reveal him. Come to me, all you who labor and are burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart, and you will find rest for yourselves. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning. And how are you? Today, I remember Father Right. And you all remember Father Wright, correct? And so one day we're sitting there and he asked me at dinner, he says, "Do you like priesthood?" And I says, "Jerry, I love the priesthood." He goes, "How can you love the priesthood? It is suffering. It is suffering." And I go, "Oh dear." Because if it was suffering, I'd have been gone a long time ago. Because I'm not that much into suffering. I don't know if you know. But there is suffering when we love, because we put other people first, but that's a different type of suffering. But here we get Jesus today, because I think that when we think about Jesus and we think about following Jesus, the only thing we think about is a cross. The only thing we think about is suffering. The thing is, oh, if I go to Jesus, he's just going to add more on to what I already got. And that's the opposite of what Jesus says today, is it not? He says, "You come to me, and I will give you rest." And then he says, "My yoke is easy and my burden is light." And you think, "Oh, no, no, it's the cross." No, oh, so do you want to call Jesus a liar? Come on up. Go right there. Say, "Jesus, you're a liar. This is hard. It's suffering. There is no easy rest." Well, That's what he says. Now, the way we find out and how we live this comes from the second reading. Now, in the second reading, Paul's letter to the Romans, he sits there and he says, we live by the Spirit. Now, if we live by the Spirit, we'll have rest. But if we live by the flesh, we're going to die. And like I was talking yesterday, that God hates sin, correct? Why does he hate sin? I've told you a million times. Because it makes his sons and daughters slaves. It kills us forever. And God created us to live forever. And so this sin goes against his plan by definition. And so when Paul is talking to the Romans, and there's so much about the Holy Spirit in Romans. If you know, it's a great study. If you want to read something, spend some time and do a chapter a day of Romans and really get into it. But when you get into it, he's not talking about the things of the flesh like we're talking about. Every time we hear this, we think, oh, yes, those sins of the flesh. Oh, I have those. Yes, I have sexual thoughts, all that. Oh, my Father, yes, yes, I'm going to die. That's not what he's talking about. And partly it is. But he's talking about circumcision and those who are coming to God and saying, I must be circumcised to make it to heaven. That's living by certain practices of the Old Testament. And when Jesus came, he set us free from that stuff, right? You know, Judaism today isn't anything like it was during Jesus' time. What did they do every single day, hundreds of times a day, what did they do at Jesus' time in the temple? They've been more in prey. They killed animals, right? Every single day, hundreds of them. It would not be safe to be an animal in Jerusalem at that time because they killed you every day and they would take the blood and sprinkle it on the people. And so Jesus comes and Paul is saying, listen, that's not where it's at. If you think that's where it's at, you're going to die forever. And then Paul yells at them later in Galatians and different things. Are you living by the Spirit or are you living by the flesh? The flesh is looking for all that stuff. We live by the Spirit of the living God. Huh? And so what you and I got to make sure we're doing, well, Father, well, how does that happen? Well, the first thing you do is you got to become little, right? Isn't that what it says here? He says, Father, because these are all the learned ones, nobody here, but the learned ones, he says, you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned, and you have revealed them to the little ones. So, like Monsignor Peterson used to say to me constantly, Larry, become little. Larry, you got to become little. I'm trying. And being little means that we're not in control. And every single person here loves to be in control. Even me, as you found out at the very beginning today. It drives me crazy. When little things are out of place, drives me nuts. I like to be in control. And that can be sinful. Huh? There was this interesting thing yesterday. You know, every day I go and I post at night, and when I post at night on Twitter or whatever, I always go and I look up the years before I just put into my Google account. So yesterday was July 8th, and so when I did that for yesterday, this is one of the things that I had from before, and it says, be so confident in God's plan that you don't even get upset anymore when things don't go your way. Isn't that horrible? Be so confident in God's plan that you don't even get upset anymore when things don't go your way. That's being little. That's humbling ourselves before God. And in our life, we got to make sure that that's what we want to do. So for the first thing you got to do to make sure that becomes real in your life is you got to surrender to God's Spirit every day. So have you surrendered, and do you surrender every day to the Spirit of the living God? Or are you still trying to do it under the power of the flesh, by your strength? I'm going to do better. I'm going to do it. Or are you going to give the Spirit control so he can do it inside of you? So the first thing you and I got to ask ourselves is, do I allow the Spirit to have full control of my life? And if not, then I got to make sure that every day I'm doing that, huh? And then when our prayer, how do you become little? Well, again, what Pete used to make me do, which I've told you before, but he'd make me say a prayer, which I would have to say like 1,000 times on certain days. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto yours. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto yours. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto yours. Together, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto yours. Again, Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto yours. Because what does he say? He says, take my yoke and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. So we get this from God himself by the power of the Holy Spirit. The problem is we try to find rest everywhere else except for Jesus, right? You know, oh yeah, I need a vacation. Did you go to Mass and during vacation? No, I needed a break from that. You didn't rest well, did you? Whenever we try to find rest outside of Jesus, it doesn't work. It doesn't last. He says, you come to me, and I'm going to give you rest. So the best thing, again, I talked about this on Thursday, which was only about 15 of you there. Thank you very much for adoration, but that's beside the point. And so there was a bishop that one of the priests walked in, and he says to the bishop, what are you doing? He says, I'm just letting Jesus love me. Isn't that nice? When you and I go to pray and we just let Jesus love us, guess what we're going to find? Rest. When we go into his presence and let God love us, he's going to give us rest. So today, Jesus tells us we got to become little. How do we become little? We ask for it. We say that prayer. Jesus, meek and humble of heart, make my heart like unto yours. And again, if you want to remember that, just replay the video. It'll be on in about 10 minutes or right after this Mass. And write that down. Start saying it. Surrender yourself to the Spirit. And don't go everywhere else for rest. Just go to Jesus. And he'll give it to you. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.